Time's 3:31 now, and we are joined in the studio by a special guest for Autumn Fest in Alamance County. This is sponsored by the Alamance County Visitors Bureau. I'm joined today by Kat Mathias to learn all about it, and she is the owner of Impulse Creativity and also a member of the Destination Downtown Mebane Steering Committee. Kat, how are you today? I'm going to turn your microphone on and ask you that question again. How are you doing, Kat?
Ah, well, now you can hear me. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. First, I don't know anything about Autumn Fest. It's coming up October 1st in downtown. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so Autumn Fest is our annual fall festival that Destination Downtown Mebane puts on for the community. It is Saturday, October 1st from 10 to 5 on Clay Street downtown, which is kind of the main downtown drag in Mebane. We're set to have 120 local juried arts and crafts vendors down there. Everything is handmade by the people that's presenting it. We're really happy to be able to offer that service to Mebane and kind of get the local arts community out there. We've also got a slew of live music, a beer garden that's going to be there, kids zone, and a whole bunch of fun stuff, food trucks. It's going to be a good time.
Sounds like a good one for sure. Our guest is Kat Mathias, owner of Impulse Creativity and member of Destination Downtown Mebane Steering Committee. And I don't know anything about Destination Downtown Mebane either. Can you tell me what that does for the town?
Yeah, so Destination Downtown is kind of like our downtown specific business association. We're an alliance of the local downtown businesses, so restaurants, retailers, and service providers that get together and coordinate some of these events to, you know, just help draw traffic to downtown, kind of make awareness of our little small town area going on. So we put on Autumn Fest. We also put on the Mebane Makers Market, which is a monthly pop-up, much smaller, that runs from April to September every year on the first Saturday of the month. We also do a chili cook-off that's coming up on November 5th, where all the downtown businesses compete with each other to see who has the tastiest chili. And we have Hometown Holidays that's going to come up on November 19th as well. We just try and, you know, promote downtown, get people out in the community and have a lot of fun and, you know, support each other in the process. It's a good community thing.
Lots of fall activities going on in Mebane for sure. And I understand that Mebane's currently being inducted into the North Carolina Main Street program. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. North Carolina Main Street, and Main Street in general, is actually a nationwide initiative for the restoration of rural areas and small downtowns. So we've been working for the last 3 years in order to try and get inducted into this North Carolina and National Main Street program. We're currently, you know, setting up our 501c3, working with the city in order to get that done. But what we're hoping to do with that program, once we get inducted, hopefully June of next year, we'll be officially ready to go, is to, you know, start having more development downtown, redo a lot of the buildings down there. Because I don't know how many small downtowns in North Carolina you've been through, but a lot of them have issues where, like, the second stories of these buildings haven't been well upkept. There's, you know, just failing infrastructure from, you know, when during the 70s and 80s, once a lot of industry pulled out, things kind of got neglected. That's what Main Street's about, is trying to get all that type of stuff fixed. So we're really excited to kind of help the development of downtown, get it going a little bit better, make it a better place to go, although it is already positively charming, and to attract a little bit, you know, targeted industries down there. So more restaurants, more fun things to do for the kids and the families.
We're visiting with Kat Mathias, owner of Impulse Creativity and member of Destination Downtown Mebane. And we were just talking about Mebane being in the process of being inducted into the North Carolina Main Street program. The town I'm from in Indiana is part of that Main Street program. And they did a major investment in planters on one side of the square. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, the people are a little bit snarky about it when it started, like spending all this money on putting some plants in. And then like that side of the square has developed immensely compared to the other three sides, because like everybody wants to be on that side. There's more pedestrian traffic, there's more businesses. So it every type of investment in a rural or small downtown like that can make a huge difference. Speaking of downtown Mebane, obviously October 1st would be a great time to go for Autumn Fest, but what if I was going to Mebane on a day that wasn't Autumn Fest? What would I find downtown?
So on any given day in downtown Mebane, we have a wonderful group of locally owned small business boutiques and restaurants that are open and available for people to come shop through. We actually have a really wide variety, which is one of the things that kind of makes Mebane unique from some of the other small shopping districts in North Carolina. We have everything from what my shop does, which is nothing but handmade, locally crafted handcrafted art and collectibles all the way through, you know, a couple other gift shops. We have a slew of antique stores. And then we have Millville Trading, which is a really cool, like, booth style setup, which has a really wide range of stuff in there. It's a good place to spend an afternoon. And we happen to have our own brewery downtown as well, which is Bright Penny. If you've never been, that's a great place to go and just get some lunch and something to drink.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to talk about the fundraising aspect to Autumn Fest also. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we are working with UNC in order to raise money for breast cancer research and their Lineberger Center. All of our vendors have been kind enough to donate an item for this raffle that they're holding at the end of Autumn Fest. So there's going to be raffle tickets for sale with all the benefits absolutely going to the Lineberger Center and cancer research through UNC. We're really happy to be able to do that.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're able to do that for sure. So visit the lovely town of Mebane on October 1st. Autumn Fest will be happening. There will be over 100 vendors, free activities for kids, concerts, live music, and the return of Mebane's outdoor beer garden. Pretty exciting. You can find more information by going to downtownmebane.com/events or search Autumn Fest on Facebook to find the official events page. Thank you so much to Alamance County Visitors Bureau for sponsoring this conversation. And Kat, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.